What's today?
Easter.
Easter. Now, anything special you eat on Easter? Anybody eat candy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's your favorite Easter candy? Go ahead. Shout it. Ranger jelly beans. Chocolate. What? Smarties. Oh, yeah. What's yours? Oh, well, yours? Yours? Anybody?
Milky Way.
Milky Way. Sour candy. You forgot. Sour Patches.
Peeps.
Ah, Peeps. Now there's a classic, isn't it? Mine's chocolate, dark chocolate. But anyway, so you're going to enjoy it. Now, I'm willing to bet that when you eat those candies, you're going to eat them by yourself or are you going to be eating with some other people? Other people. And who is those other people? It's going to be your family, right? How many are you going to have a meal with your family today? How many are you going to be with your families today? Yes, you're going to be with your folks today. Because today is a lot about family. Yes, yesterday morning, I was looking through my photo album. My dear cousin Lorraine makes these beautiful photo albums. And there was a picture of me after my wife saw me, second year as a priest. And it was at my sister Mary's house in Ohio, Sylvania, Ohio. And my grandfather was still with us. My grandfather was there. And we took a picture with all the grandkids, which was me and my sisters Mary and Michelle, and my cousin Lorraine, and his grandchildren, and Tom and Brian. And then the great-grandchildren. And my sister Michelle had already had little David and Colleen, and I think one was 4 and the other was 2. And then there was little Zachary. Zachary's, and the picture's entitled, Zach's First Easter. And it got me to thinking how important Easter is with family and how we get together and how happy we are together. Well, Jesus calls us to be in a family and he loves us to be in a family. And the beautiful thing is that because of what Jesus did to the cross and the resurrection, that while we may be parted from our loved ones for a time, we will be with them again forever. And the wonderful Easters that we celebrate today will be celebrated for all time in heaven. And isn't that a beautiful thought? So happy Easter. Go back to your folks. Now, for the adults. Family, as we know, are all the people we're related to. The folks that by and large will take us in when we have nowhere else to go. God bless our families. I know I love my family. I'm sure you love yours. But there is our parish family. Our parish is a family. Some come a lot, some come a little, but the door is always open. It's where we celebrate our Eucharist. Lord, we're fed with the Lord himself. We're fed with the Word of God. We celebrate our baptisms, first communions, confirmations, religious educations. Have some absolutely fantastic fish fries. How many of you ever went to our fish fries this week? Boy, aren't they great. Boy, our men's club, women's club with the bake sale, great job. We come for all kinds. We have concerts. We have all kinds of activities, youth groups, middle school, high school, young adult groups. It's a family in many different ways and different activities. People are involved in their parish family. Well, as you know, oh, by the way, how many of you received my letter? How many of you got my letter? Oh, very good. This is about that letter. If you haven't read it, read it. Read it again. The Archdiocese is going through a huge reorganization. It has to be done. There are 208 parishes in the diocese. There's only about 150 priests. And a lot of these parishes are very tiny, still have a lot of masses. And there just has to be consolidation. And we have had multitude meetings. The priests went for 3 straight days in January. Then we went back again in early March. And then we had meetings with the parish staffs on all over the diocese. What has come up from this is to help this about is that Three plans have been designed for every area incorporating your priest. So every parish has three plans to look at, three plans. And I explained in the letter what those three plans were. Plan number one, St. Malachy stays by itself as it is. Plan number two, we combine with St. Blaise and Martin de Porres. And plan number three, we combine with Martin de Porres, St. Blaise, and St. Anne's. I like plan number one. And if you do too, the Archbishop has been very good about this. He has listened to the priests. He's listened to the staff people. Now he wants to hear from all of you. And the way to do it is to come to one of those two meetings. You have to physically come to the meeting to be there. You can't do it with a letter or an email or a fax or petition. You show up and you have to say, we understand that the merger is necessary. We're supportive of what the Archbishop's trying to do. And I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that if plan one is accepted, there's not that many parishes that will be able to stand alone simply because of the numbers. But St. Malachy has tremendous attendance. We're in the top 10% of the diocese of mass attendance. Just look at today. But I'm just saying that we have to. So please come and express your opinion. Be very respectful and nice. The teams are going to be very nice. They just want to hear what you say and be supportive and positive. And happy Easter to all of you.